ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मावरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ तृतीयोऽध्यायः कर्मयोगः। अर्जुन उवाच जायसि चेत् कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे मां नियोजयसि केशव। व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच लोकेऽस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठा पुरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञानयोगेन साङ्ख्यानां कर्मयोगेन योगिनाम्। Actually, we have not yet gone to the verses at all. We are still seeing the introductory bhashya. But still for us to feel that we are learning Bhagavad Gita, we are still far away from the verses. We are still in the introductory commentary of Shankara Bhagavatpada on this chapter, where Bhagavatpada makes it very clear that for moksha, all that is required is only jnanam. There is nothing needs to be combined with jnanam for moksha. So even the Bhagavan prescribed two different disciplines for people of two different levels of mental preparation. Both have to be followed sequentially, cannot be followed simultaneously. The Karma Yoga, the discipline of Karma Yoga takes care of the adequate mental preparation in terms of having discriminative understanding and the detachment, dispassion. Whereas Jnana Yoga takes care of the discovery of the truth and also assimilation of the truth discovered as one's own self. For the unprepared minded, no choice. Karma Yoga is the appropriate discipline to be followed. The prepared minded has gone through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. For him, a vidvat sannyasi, of course, there's only karmani eva sannyasa eva adhikaraha. We understood that. Even if a person performs actions as a jnani, there'll be non-binding karma, it's a karma abhasaha. But karma is not performed by a jnani for his happiness. A jnani performs actions, remaining in happiness, happily, not for happiness. For the Lokasangraha, actually the teaching is, jnanam alone is enough for mokshaha. Jnanam need not be combined, cannot be combined with the karma, especially as a means of attainment of mokshaha. So here, the Pura Pakshi is the one who thinks that jnanam alone is not enough. Jnanam has to be combined with the karma. Even after the attainment of jnanam, one has to combine karma with the jnanam for the attainment of moksha. And the person of such view is called jnana karma samuchayavadi. And there are many jnana karma samuchayavadinaha. All of them uniformly hold on to this view that knowledge must be combined with the karma as a means of attainment of moksha. As I mentioned briefly, that within this group of people who hold on to this view, there are differences, divisions. They differ, that they refute each other, mutually negating each other's views. But still, specifically, Śrīla Prabhupāda mentions anyway that view itself is incorrect. So he says how they interpret this Arjuna's questions. So this jnana karma samuchayavadi, a person who holds on to the view that knowledge, the synthesis of knowledge and karma, is the means of attainment of moksha, interprets Arjuna's questions differently. And the meaning of Arjuna's questions, and also the meaning of Bhagavan's answer to Arjuna's questions also, they explain differently, they interpret differently. And in their very introduction itself, they state this. We saw what they state. The very introduction itself, they say that it is wrong to say that jnanam alone is enough for the attainment of moksha. And when they present the introduction to Bhagavad Gita itself, when they present the explanation of Bhagavad Gita, unfoldment of Bhagavad Gita, when in the very introduction itself they mention this, and they continue their same explanation throughout in their commentaries. So that's what Śrīla Prabhupāda mentioned, as we saw that. Sambandha Granthe Tavat. Hope you all got me. How Jnanak, Samstam is very simple, okay? Simple expression. Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. Katham. What does he say? How does he interpret? Sambandha Granthe Tavat. There itself, in the introductory, in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita itself, they write, Sarvesham Ashraminam Jnana Karmanoho Samuchyaha Gita Shastre Nirupitaha Arthaha Iti Uktam. This is what has been mentioned in their introduction to Bhagavad Gita's explanation. That combination of karma and jnanam has been prescribed for people of all ashramas. Punaha viseshitam cha yavajjiva shruti choditani karmani parityajya kevalad eva jnanat mokshaha prapyate iti etad ekantena eva pratishiddham. So they vehemently present this sentence. Not only they say that combination of jnanam and karma has been prescribed as a means of attainment of moksha for people of all ashramas. Not only they say this, they say it is wrong to say that jnanadeva kevalat jnanat moksha prapyate iti. This understanding that moksha is attainable only through knowledge, leaving aside the activities, rituals prescribed by the Shruti, to be totally rejected by, unaccepted by Bhagavan in the Bhagavad Gita, the Shastram. Totally, they say, Ekantena eva pratishiddham. This is what they interpret. Okay, this we already seen here. I'm going to the next part. Ihatu ashrama vikalpam darshayata. Yavat jiva shutichoditanam eva karmanam parityagaha uktaha. So Shakya Gopada makes it very clear. Shankara Bhagavatpada shows Ihatu Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayata Yavat Jiva Shutichoditanam Eva Karmanam Pratyagaha Uktaha. See, there's a statement in the Vedashastram. Yavat Jivam Agnihotram Juhuyat. One sentence. Yavat jivam agnihotram juhoti. Another sentence. It is said, as long as one is alive, one should perform agnihotram, nitya agnihotra karma. As long as one is alive, a person performs agnihotram karma. These statements are found in the Karma Kanda of the Vedashastram. Of course, Agnihotram karma is a Nityam karma. It is prescribed for Grastaha, no doubt. In order to emphasize the importance, it's a Nitya Deva Yajna. Nitya Deva. Panchamaha Yajneshu of the five Yajnas, Panchamaha Yajnas, Deva Yajna is Nitya Yajna, Nitya Puja. That's what is Agnihotram karma was Nitya karma. Those days. So it is prescribed for a Grahastha, no doubt. But how they take it here? Ihatu Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayitva. Sorry, Darshayata, not Darshayitva, Darshayata. Yavat jiva shruti choditanam eva karmanam parityagaha uktaha. Ashrama vikalpam darshayata. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada is making, in writing his commentary, he is showing here. Shankaracharya is bringing to light the expression of the Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. What does the Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi write in his introduction to his commentary on Bhagavad Gita? Shankar Bhagavatpada, don't think it is not Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary, the Shankar Bhagavatpada's view. Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary brings to light the interpretation of Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. This Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi writes in his introduction to Bhagavad Gita. We saw already, we have two sentences we have already read. What next sentence? The sentence I'm going to read is, already I have read once, I'm going to read again is, the sentence is an expression of Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. Ihatu Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayata Yavat Jiva Shruti Choditanam Eva Karmanam Parityagaha Uktaha. When this Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi, who wrote, as before mentioned in his introduction to Bhagavad Gita, when he writes his commentary, when the Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi writes his commentary, explanation of this particular verse, and he says, what does he say? Yavat jiva shutichoditani karmani karmanam parityagaha uktaha. श्रुति चोदितानाम एव कर्मणाम परित्यागः उक्तः. गिविंग अप ऑफ ऑल द रिचुअल्स प्रिस्क्राइब्ड बाय द श्रुति मंत्रास इन द कर्मकांडा हैज बीन मेंशन्ड. सो इन दिस वर्स श्रुति चोदितानाम एव कर्मणाम परित्यागः उक्तः. व्हाट इज सेड हियर? The renunciation of all rituals prescribed by the Shruti has been mentioned here in this verse. Who says this? Jnanakarma Vimuchayavadi writes the meaning like this. He presents his interpretation like this. By whom? Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayata. Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayata Bhagavata. The renunciation of all rituals prescribed by the Shruti has been mentioned here by Bhagavan, who is showing the difference between the duties of the two ashramas. Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayata. Here the Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi himself says, himself shows the difference. Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayati Kaha. This Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi. And when he is showing this Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi, when he is showing the difference between the two ashramas, by him, it is said, renunciation of all rituals prescribed by the Shruti is mentioned by even Bodhayana, the Jnanakarma Samuchyavadi himself. Bodhayana is the well-known name of the Jnanakarma Samuchyavadis. So this Jnanakarma Samuchyavadi, I didn't want to mention the name earlier. Anyway, I have mentioned now. There are so many people, and specifically the well-known name is Bodhayana, because I also try to avoid the mentioning the names. They are very strong following. They are big, strong group of people over there who follow Bodhayana Matam. Anyway, we can simply take it as Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi. By Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi himself, it is said that renunciation of all rituals prescribed by the Shruti when he was showing the difference between the ashramas. Which means what? This poor Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi forgets what he said in the introduction. Again, when he is interpreting this, he also gives this meaning. He himself writes, interprets this verse like this, but he himself says what? Jnanam must be combined with the karma. So that's what Shankara Bhagavatpada shows, the contradiction in their thinking, in their view, and in their writing. So, even though he is a Jnanakarma Samuchyavadi, he has no choice. When he himself has to talk about the difference between the ashramas, when he himself shows the difference between the ashramas, the difference between the duties of the ashramas, he had to write like this. But how an Advaiti explained this? Each ashrama has its own duties, and therefore the person, the duties are different, therefore the performance of the duties, the adhikaris also are different. So pick up adhikaris of two different ashramas are different, therefore the duties are different, ashramas are different, the adhikaris of ashramas are different and the duties also are different. There is bhedaha in adhikaratvam. So, Sankhya Yogaha, the discipline for a people of different ashrama. And Karma Yogaha is a discipline for a people of Grihastha ashrama. So in mentioning, even Jnana Karma, Samuchyavadi himself says that rituals must be renounced by, and he himself says there's an renunciation of rituals, Prakhanda Karma Kanda, for a sannyasi, for a person of sannyasa ashrama. Whereas a Grihastha ashrama, the rituals are prescribed for him. The rituals are performed by Grihastha ashrami. Rituals must be renounced by the sannyasa ashrami. Rituals must be performed by the Grihastha ashrami. Therefore, in keeping with the difference in the ashrama, in keeping with the duties, difference in duties, there's this meaning, the prescription also differs. Who should be performing the rituals prescribed by the Shruti? Shruti choditani karmani. It will be performed by whom? Only by person of Grihastha ashrama, not by the person of sannyasa ashrama. This Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi also writes in his commentary, but he forgets when he writes his commentary. I mean, which means he contradicts. In introduction, he says differently, but when he interprets this verse, he says differently, which means they are not very firm in their view. It's a wobbling. The view is not firm view, doubtful view, not a clear view. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada now raises this objection. This is his question. I mean, he, in order to refute Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi, he now presents his question to Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi, the next sentence. Katham yidrusham viruddham artham Arjunaya bruyat Bhagavan. Yidrusham viruddham artham katham Arjunaya Bhagavan bruyat. Katham Bhagavan bruyat. How can Bhagavan say this diagonally opposite meaning, a different meaning to Arjuna? How can Bhagavan say this different teaching to Arjuna? Viruddham artham. Viruddham artham Arjunaya Bhagavan katham bruyat idrusham. Viruddham means what now? Two different things. How can Bhagavan say to Arjuna two views, two contentions which contradict each other? What is one contention? It is their interpretation. He points out that Bhagavan initially says, Bhagavan says that karma should be combined with the jnanam. I mean, jnanam combined with the karma. And jnana deva kaivalyam, moksha satna, only through knowledge. That view should be rejected by Bhagavan totally. It is said first. Then later on, he himself says, no, these rituals must be given up by people of, given up by sannyasi ashrami. This is the interpretation, which means, did Bhagavan himself teach two contradictory factors to Arjuna? Did Bhagavan teach two contradictory things? No. Shankaracharya is asking, yidrusham viruddham artham, two contradictory momentary contentions. How can Bhagavan say to Arjuna? One question is asking. Shrotava katam viruddham artham avadharayet. Even if Bhagavan says this, first of all, Bhagavan cannot say two different contradictory contentions to Arjuna. Even if he says, how can Arjuna understand that? Katam viruddham artham avadharayet. How can he understand that? Jnanam alone is the means of attainment of moksha. And you must combine jnanam with karma as a means of attainment of moksha. How can Bhagavan say this? Two contradictory statements. And how can Arjuna understand this? Shrota, the listener. Arjuna also. Katam viruddham artham avadharayet. If two contradictory contentions are given, it is not possible for the student to understand. If Bhagavan also cannot give as a teacher two contradictory views, contentions. There should not be contradiction at all in teaching. There should not be any contradiction in understanding on the part of the student also. Your Bhagavan Shankaracharya is asking this, putting his questions to Jnana Kamsamuchyavadi. Katham yidrusham viruddham artham arjunaya bruyat Bhagavan. Shrotava katham viruddham artham avadharayet. Okay. Let me make it very clear again. From the beginning, if you see, Sambandha Grante onwards until this sentence, Ihatu Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayata Yavat Jiva Shutuchoditanam Yava Karmanam Sanyas Parityagaha Uktaha. Until then, Shankara Bhagavad Pada shows the contradictory views of Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. Please make note. From where to where? Again, I show you. Katham, after the question katham, if you come across it in the very beginning, Kechittu, first he says, the Shankara Bhagavatpada talks about Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi, that Arjunasya Prashnartham Anyatha Kalpayitva Tat Pratikulam Bhagavataha Prativachanam Varnayanti Yathacha Atmana Sambandha Grante Gitaartha Nirupitaha Tat Pratikulam Chaiha Punaha Prashna Prativachanayoho Artham Nirupayanti. After that, okay, after that, please come to the question Katham. Do you all see the Katham? Do you all find it? Okay. Katham onwards. Katham onwards until Karmanam Parityagaha Uktaha Ihatu Ashrama Vikalpam Darshayata Yavat Jiva Shruti Choditanam Eva Karmanam Parityagaha Uktaha. Until then, Shankara Bhagavad Pada shows the contradictory views presented by Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. And showing that contradiction in their views, then Shankara Bhagavad Pada now asking the question. What is the question he is asking? Katham yidrusham viruddham artham Arjunaya Bhagavan Bruyat Shrota Arjunaha Va Katham Viruddham Artham Avadharayet. Clean now. For our understanding, simple sentence is what? What is simple sentence? Jnanam, the synthesis of Jnanam and Karma is the means of attainment of moksha. Sentence number one. What second sentence? all the rituals prescribed by the Shruti should be given up by a sannyasi. First, he says, Sarva Ashraminam. This is the contradiction. First, he says, people of all ashramas should combine karma, jnanam with karma as a means of attainment of moksha. Later on, when he's showing the difference between the duties of two different ashramas, and again he says what? The rituals must be renounced. Ritual prescribed shruti must be renounced. This is the contradiction. Therefore, Shankaracharya is asking the question, how can Bhagavan say two contradictory contentions to Arjuna? And how can Arjuna understand those two contradictory views? Okay, finished. Now we'll go to the next sentence. It must be very clear. Tatra etat syat grasthanam eva shrauta karma parityagena kevalat eva jnanat mokshaha pratishidhyate. So Shankaracharya says, Grasthanam eva, this must be, so Shankara Bhagavatpada is presenting what should be the understanding of those people. It must be this, he says, Grasthanam eva, shauta karma parityagena, kevalat eva jnanat, mokshaha pratishidhyate. Moksha is prohibited only for grihasthas attainment of moksha through mere knowledge, renouncing the rituals prescribed by the Shruti. Is not accepted. Attainment of moksha through only jnanam by renouncing the rituals prescribed by the Shruti is rejected for, not accepted for householders. Natu ashramantaranam iti, not for people of other ashramas, which means people of other ashramas should perform rituals. People of other ashramas need to perform rituals, they can give up rituals, and they can attain moksha only through jnanam. That is what is implied. Even grihasthas, whether grihastha or a brahmachari or a sannyasashrama, a person sannyasashrama, people of all ashramas also, if jnanam is there, jnanam itself is only means of attainment of moksha for a person of any ashrama. Doesn't matter. Jnanam is there. Remaining in any ashrama, a person is free. A brahmachari, a grihastha, or vannaprastha, or sannyasi, whichever ashrama person belongs to, if he has jnanam, he is a muktaha. He is a free person. He does not need to combine karma with the jnanam. But if jnanam is not there, your preparedness also is not there, and people of other ashramas should perform only karma to prepare their mind. Whichever ashram person belongs to, combination of jnanam and karma is not at all required for moksha. This is the main teaching by Shankaracharya. So here he says, Shankara Bhagavatpada assumes assumes what are all the possible answers which will be given by the people of Jnana Karma Samuchyavada. What are the possible answers which can be given? The first answer he gives, he says, Gristhanameva Shauta Karma Parityagena Kevala Teva Jnanat Moksha Pratishidyate. Which means moksha is not attainable only through mere knowledge, giving up the rituals performed prescribed by the Shastram. And this is for only people of Grihastashrama. Natu Ashramantaranam. For people of other ashramas, moksha is attainable only through jnanam. Karma need not be combined. That must be that must be the possible answer, okay, which will be given by the person of Jnana Karma Samuchyavada. This is one answer. Then, ye tadapi purvottara viruddham eva. If such an answer is given, see, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself presents the Purapakshi's contention and himself asks Purapakshi the question and himself gives the possible answer which would be given by a Purapakshi. He gave himself asked the question, he gave the answer. Now he shows the fallacy in that answer. If such an answer is given, yetadapi purvottara viruddham eva, yetadapi means what? This reply, this possibly given reply, the answer of Purapakshi is also contradictory. It contradicts was his own statement given in his introductory commentary. So Purapakshi's answer, the present answer, contradicts his originally given interpretation in the introduction. Purva Uttaram means, or Purvottaram means, whatever was given as explanation, whatever was said in his introduction to Bhagavad Gita commentary, the Purapakshi's in whatever was said by Purapakshi in his introduction to the Gita commentary, that and the present answer contradict. So, yetadapi purvottara viruddham eva. See, initially he said, what he said was wrong. What did he say? You have to remember that very strong statement. That statement and the present answer, again they contradict each other. So, yetadapi purvottara viruddham eva. Katham, what did he say in the very beginning? So please don't think I am repeating. Shankara Bhagavatpada is repeating the Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi's own statement. Sarvashraminam Jnana Karmanoho Samuchyaha Gita Shastre Nischitaha Arthaha. Don't think I am repeating, okay? Why Swaminiji is repeating? I have no intention of repeating. Even though you find it a little boring, still, after some time, you'll know how much it contributes for the clarity. Got it now? So he says, what did he say? The Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi, what did he say in the very beginning? In his introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvashraminam Jnana Karmanoho Samuchyaha Gita Shastre Nischitaha Arthaha. See, he is very firmly, he states in the very introduction, Jnana Karmanoho Samuchyaha Gita Shastre Nischitaha Arthaha. Oh my God. In the Bhagavad Gita teaches the vision in This is the vision of Bhagavad Gita, that it has been firmly stated. The jnanam, synthesis of jnanam and karma has been emphasized in the Bhagavad Gita for people of all ashramas as a means of attainment of moksha. Sarvashraminam jnanakarmanoho samuchyaha Gita Shastre nischitaha arthaha iti pratignaya. This is what he promised. Pratigya, I mean what? He promised means assertively he stated this explanation, interpretation in his introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Who? Jnanakarma Samuchyavadi. Iti pratignaya, having stated this firmly, iha, now here, katam tad viruddham kevalat eva jnanat moksham bruyat ashramantaranam. Now, how can he say differently? Kevalat jnanat moksham bruyat ashramantaranam. Now, how can he say for people of other ashramas, moksha is attainable through mere knowledge? Even if he gives that answer, that is the only possible answer he can give. And that answer he gives also, still he would be contradicting his own statement, which was mentioned before. Tat katham viruddham kevaladeva jnanat moksham bruyat ashramantaranam. You see the difference now? You all can see easily. Isn't it? Sarvashraminam, then kevala grastashraminam, he says. This is the contradiction. Now, Shankaracharya presents again Samuchyavadi's, another answer. Atha matam shauta karma apekshaya yetad vachanam kevaladeva jnanat shrauta karma rahitat grasthanam mokshaha pratishidhyate iti. Another answer. But Shankaracharya's question must be answered by these Purapakshis. If they're not able to answer, their views will be refuted. Anyway, the use will be refuted. The logical fallacy will be pointed out because they contradict. They hold on to two different views. They're not very clear. So when Shankara Bhagavad Pada asks the question, and he himself assumes the answer of a Purapakshi, and even that answer also is, that answer also contradicts his first view. Now, he continues now. What should be the next possible answer? There's something, an important sentence. I think, let me read it out now. Shauta karma apekshaya etad vachanam. Kevala deva jnanat. Shauta karma rahitat grasthanam mokshaha patishidhyate iti. So, moksha cannot be attained through mere knowledge if it is not combined with rituals prescribed by the Shruti, only ritual prescribed by the Shruti for all the grihasthas. It means what? He doesn't include smartha karma. The grihasthas, even if they do not perform any smartha karmas, the rituals prescribed by the smriti is okay. But the grihasthas, if they do not combine the shauta karma, the ritual prescribed by the shruti, Shruti, then through mere knowledge, moksha is not attainable for them. Even now he gives a different, again another contradictory answer. So now what he says, Grihasthas cannot attain moksha through mere knowledge. They must combine the jnanam with rituals prescribed by the only Shruti. They need not include the smartha karma. Kevala deva jnanat, shauta karma rahitat, grihasthanam moksha pratishidhyate. The pure knowledge devoid of the accompaniment of, which is not combined with the shauta karma, cannot be the means of attainment of moksha for grihasthas. This is the other view. This view also is contradictory. I think I'm going to stop now. Everything will be made very clear. Nothing to worry. We'll take care of it. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shirbhyo Namaha Harihi Om.